Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Something's happening to me.
My friends say I'm acting peculiarly. Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with our good friend Dr. Bill Dunkelberg, Chief Economist for the NFIB, and of course, that's NFIB.com, and Bill's website, where you can find the survey, is smallbiz.org, smallbus.org, and Bill has given us permission to post his summary of his survey on our website. That's the NFIB Index for Small Business Optimism. Bill, thanks again for being here. Thanks for continuing the great work that you do. Capital spending in your report this month for the month of May. Capital spending was not good, was it?
Right. It wasn't. It fell quite a few points. So we asked them, about the last 6 months, did you spend or not? And that went down 6 percentage points, which was a big decline. And the plans to make capital outlays fell a point as well.
Why do you think?
So it's at the high level for the expansion, but historically, it's a low number. It's 25% plan to make capital outlays. And that goes along with, very few thinking it's a good time to expand, and the fact that more think their real sales are going to go down than think they're going to go up. I mean, it's just not the view of the future is not conducive to getting our owners out there and expanding their ability to sell and produce when they don't think they can sell it or we'll see the customers. So they just don't spend the money. And that's the problem for the big economy. You read the Wall Street Journal, you see that, while consumer spending on cars has been good and housing is picking up, the thing that's really lagging is investment spending. Big firms, too. They're not putting the money out.
Yep. That's one of the reasons why small business is not doing any better, because they, when big companies expand and make capital expenditures, it helps small businesses.
Exactly. And that's just not really happening,
So one of the things that I think we'll see a little bit of an uptick in capital spending is if the more comments that are made about raising minimum wage.
Because
we have the opportunity, we recently polled our audience about minimum wage, Bill, and again, as they've done in the past, three-fourths said they weren't concerned about a minimum wage increase, and I think it's because most businesses have, even small businesses, have gone around being impacted by it by using technology alternatives.
Right. Obviously, the really labor intensive businesses are going to be highly impacted by it. The fast food, restaurants, things like that are going to be impacted by that. And if they have to pay a higher minimum, they're going to find automated burger makers. And of course, they'll make you do the work. That is, you'll have to do all the ordering and. They won't have people bringing it out to you.
Wages is a big deal in the debate right now. What's happening to wages in America? What did your folks say this time?
For the economy as a whole, the growth in compensation, take-home pay, if you will, wages, is not particularly strong. We have an expansion high percentage, 25% net, say that they've been raising worker compensation, which is good. What we don't know is what percentage of that increase in compensation went to paying higher health care benefits versus take-home pay.
Right.
And that's, I think that's the issue. The benefits cost, the administrative cost, all that stuff are going up dramatically.
Well, think about that. If Obamacare unnaturally raised healthcare prices, which it did, because my family's price went up and with no extra benefit, and the company has to come up with more money to pay that coverage, or the employee asks for it, saying, boss, I need some help, and they give them a raise, then nobody on Main Street benefits from that.
Exactly. There's no gainer there, and of course, one of the things that we've seen that's impacting consumer spending on other stuff is the fact that you've got this new high deductible in all of the Obamacare policies. So consumers are really worried about that. One reason to save more, of course, is that you're going to have to pay more to
Premiums are higher and the deductibles are higher.
Yeah,
It's a double whammy.
Right.
Bill, quick. June is the month. Next week, Fed meets, and you and others had predicted the Fed would raise rates in June. What do you think now?
The consensus now, meaning most of the economists out there, think that it won't be till September, maybe even later, maybe December, or now more things.
Or maybe they'll even do what Jim Blasingame said and not raise it this year.
That's getting to be more and more likely outcome. Exactly.
The lowly non-economists may have lurched uncontrollably to the truth. Hey, Bill, thanks for being here. Good job.
Right, thanks,
as always,
Jim.
Come back to see us, Bill.
Thank you,
Dr. Bill Duckerberg, ladies and gentlemen, a great American. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after the news. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.